Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Weekly Highlight Podcast. We know your preseason camps are just around the corner, so we too have decided to kick it into full gear with our own training camp series. When the whistle blew and we started the week on Monday, we caught up with Ball State Defensive Coordinator David Elson to chat about how he installs his base defense during training camp.
Yeah, 3 days is what we're, as far as base, that's what we're allotting, is 3 days of our base, front stunts, obviously, coverages, and then, some first and second down pressures. Really, from a defensive perspective, I always, it's a combination of, obviously, what's the situation. Those first 3 days are base, but then what personnel groupings are the offense putting in? Once we get to third down, what's the down and, is it third and four? Is it third and nine? What's going to be on that script? That's what I really go back to, is the number of reps that we're going to get in practice, and, how much is it going to be third and medium as opposed to third and long when we do get to the third downs, because that's where I know that I'll kind of switch up the install a little bit once we get to, knowing exactly what that day's practice and script looks like. And once again, we went and planned out the first 3 days practice plans, but I'm of the same mindset, and Coach New and Joey, and we all talked about it, saying, look, it's going to be based on injuries. It's going to be based on just how we feel about how the guy's legs are, and so how many team reps you're going to get. Which, so then here's another thing that I think the way it is now with one-a-days and the walkthroughs and everything, there'll be something that we're going to install, but it won't necessarily be in the practice script, but I'm going to make sure we plan it to where we get it in our walkthrough. And then we've at least covered it, and I'll find the spot where I can get it, where we can do it in script, just based on the number of reps that day. And at the end of the day, if we have to back off and throw that out, then, you throw that out, because it still comes back to, simplicity and guys playing fast on defense. But, so really, as I look at ours, we'll be done with our first scrimmages on practice 8. And we have a cleanup day going into that. We've got, 3 days, I think, of third down red zone, a mixture of that. And so I feel like going into that first scrimmage, on practice 8, we're going to have 90% of what we're going to do in.
On Tuesday, we went under center with Tulane offensive coordinator Will Hall to talk about how he handles installation for the quarterback position.
I've got an acronym I use with them, and it's called SOC, and SOC is S-O-C, and that stands for safeties to overhangs to corners. And so before the snap, I tell them every time we've got a SOC, we've got to check the safeties to the overhangs to the corners, and we really want to answer two questions. And those questions are, is it man or zone, number one, and the second question is, if it's zone, then is it veil or cloud to the side we're working to? And we define veil by saying, if we threw a ball deep down the sideline, if the cornerback is supposed to be the guy that's supposed to defend that play, then it's veil. He's in a veil, some type of veil technique, which means if it's veil, then we should have underneath stretch by the underneath defender. They should have to expand. We define cloud by saying if we throw the ball deep down the sideline, if the safety is supposed to make that play, then we define that as cloud, and we tell our guys if it's cloud, then we should not get much underneath stretch from the underneath defenders. So we want to, we start off by looking at the safeties. We want to know how many are they. Is there one, two, or zero, or now three? Are they in, how deep are they? What's their width? Are they wide? Are they outside the hashes, or are they tight in relation to not just the hash, but also our formation? Then we go to the overhangs, to each side. A lot of times they'll only have an overhang to the field, obviously, but we want to scan both sides of the overhangs. Are they wide? Are they tight? Are there eyes on us as the quarterback? Are there eyes on a receiver? What is their relationship to the tackle or to the receiver? And then we move out to the corners. Same thing. How deep are they? Are their eyes on us? Are their eyes on the wideout? And so on and so forth. Week to week, there may be a few different things. But what we're trying to decide, So, you know, we're not trying to get right down to the tee with the quarterback on we're not trying to define down to the tee all these great sophisticated coverages we're seeing these days. We're really just trying to decide, is it man or zone? And if it's man, it's man. But if it's zone, is it Bale or Cloud?
We switched gears on Wednesday this week with a home team segment. This was a very special edition of Home Team, as guest host Joel Nellis was joined by not one guest, but two. He was joined by Eric Treske, the offensive coordinator at Lakeland University, as well as his wife, Jasmine Treske. The Treskes joined the podcast to talk about how they carved out time for their relationship, even during the grinds of the football season.
She kind of secondhand was there with me. I mean, I'd be texting her and talking with her, like, during those moments. You know, if I was in the office late at night, I'd be sending her a text or letting her know just, you know, how much I was thinking about her and all those different things. So I think, like, there's little hints about, like, hey, my, you know, I'm still in the office, you know, like, it's 9 o'clock on a Wednesday. Like, this is kind of my lifestyle right now. Those things are definitely those where they were shown to her a little bit, but I think we talked more about it as our relationship got deeper, and I would let her know, like, there, you know, there's moments during the year that I'm going to have a lot of flexibility, and then there's moments in the year that, like, this is just the demands of the job, and we've got to be able to handle that. And just kind of off that, like, knowing that, I think any coach that, you know, with their dating and they're coaching at the same time, I think it's important to look for a partner that is independent and can handle that. And that was something that, like, I appreciated and saw in Jasmine, that, like, I mean, she's definitely a driven and motivated person and not afraid to, like, be on her own or do things that she needs to do for her goals, and I appreciate that. And I think so, like, there's that mutual
I kept myself busy. I wasn't like, your life isn't my life.
Yep
so. All the time.
Yes, exactly.
All the time.
Yep.
We brought it back to our training camp series for the second half of the week, starting with Nick Sheridan, tight ends coach at Indiana University. Sheridan and host Keith Grabowski got together to talk about how to bring the tight end group along during camp.
Just from an installation standpoint, there's really a direct path, on, in my opinion, on how a skill or a scheme gets installed, regardless of position. So, from the very beginning, you start off with a classroom installation in whatever setting that you may have as a coach. And that involves video, playbook drawings, tip sheets, PowerPoints, etc. And so I try to, in a classroom setting, I try to use, be efficient with the time, obviously. And really those handouts or playbook material are used as references because I want the players to have something that they can refer to when they're on their own, that they can go back, whether it be cut-ups or whether it be installs or tip sheets. The second piece, so obviously you have your classroom install. The next step is to have walkthroughs. And this is where, for the tight end position and really any position, we try to spend more time than maybe normal simply because of the large job descriptions. So we go from the classroom to a walkthrough setting. And I use my meeting time and I incorporate my own positional walkthroughs. I don't just use the walkthroughs that are allocated by the coordinator. From a walkthrough, you have individual time where really you're isolating the skills that the players are going to be required to perform for the schemes. Then you go into group work, which would be inside drill, 7-on-7, half line, whatever that may be. Then you have team or scouts, and then you have a game. So just from a pure teaching progression, that's how, you know, in our mind that we see how you install a play, install a scheme.
And finally on Friday, we cranked it up a notch as we went to the front lines with Cody Kennedy, the offensive line coach at Tulane University. Kennedy explained to coach and coordinator what it's like to coach an offensive line group on a team that wants to go extremely up-tempo.
I think to train for tempo, you've got to ask questions with urgency, and they've got to know that it's got to roll off the tongue. It's got to be second nature to them. When you ask questions in the meeting room, you can't give them a lot of time to react to it. They've got to know. They've got to be locked into it. You've got to, you know, insinuate that in your culture as well. When you ask them questions in the meeting room, it can't be, we got to go. It could be a tempo call that we have to make. It could be on a play where we're trying to get the defense at a disadvantage. with our tempo. And they've got to be confident. I think the biggest thing is, and this is what I say in my room a lot, confidence equals speed and speed equals power. Obviously, all offensive line coaches want to play with power. But to start that sequence, you've got to be confident in what you're doing. And if you're confident in what you're doing, the calls you're making, the looks you're seeing, you can do that with speed, and then you're going to create power through that speed. So I think that's the chain we try to connect. And, you know, if you're not confident, you're not going to be very fast at what you're doing. If you're not very fast at what you're doing, you're not going to be powerful. So we've got to connect that chain. And it all starts with confidence and knowing what you're doing and know the task at hand. And, you know, I try to insinuate that a little bit in everything we do, whether that's asking questions in the meeting room or walkthroughs, giving them the play and then going right into the snap count to try and simulate that tempo and not give those guys a lot of time to sit there, and because they're not going to have that in a true tempo situation. So you got to do a great job as an offensive line coach to have your guys ready for that situation. And those are just some ways offhand that you know, I like to use to get my guys ready for that situation.
Thanks for listening to the Coaching Coordinator Podcast this week. If you're a fan of the show, please make sure to follow us on our Twitter account for coaches, at FBDevCoach. Read our show notes, analysis, and coaching articles at blogs.usafootball.com. And check out our systems for blocking, tackling, and defeating blocks at footballdevelopment.com. Finally, subscribe to us on SoundCloud, Google Play, and Spotify, as well as give us a 5-star review on iTunes. As always, be sure to check back in next week for more one-of-a-kind content.